We are sitting back talking with four-time Super Bowl champion Terry Bradshaw, and there's a lot of NFL fans here in Europe. What do you kind of have to say to them as they're trying to either learn the game or, you know, trying to understand the game?
Well, first of all, thank you, Sergeant Henderson, for having me on today and being able to speak to all our wonderful fans in Europe. My wife and I toured Western Europe last year. We've already done the Asian trip, and this year we're going to go down to Australia. So we do, one of our favorite countries. Well, my wife is sitting over there listening to this interview. She'll tell you, last year Scotland, Ireland, and France and England were on our list. Fell in love with Scotland. Beautiful. Love Germany. We have always thought Germany to be the most beautiful country in the world, and definitely to compare it to America, extremely clean. So that was impressive for us. But thank you for all your fans out there. For those that don't know football or want to learn more about football, I just suggest Google NFL and the history of the NFL. And every time you have a question, just ask that question. Football is basically fairly simple. Well, it's simple in its basic plan. It gets complicated with all the offenses and the spread formations and RPOs and all the language in hot zone, red zone, you know, all that stuff, which is, even I don't know where all that came from. I just know that, you know, that's what they use it for. I have never understood left tackle, right tackle, when in fact it's tackle football and they're not allowed to tackle.
Exactly.
It never has made any sense to me. But for all of those that want to learn football, just get a book. History of the NFL or how it works and start learning it. I know one thing, when we first started going over to Europe, every time they'd kick an extra point, the place would go crazy. they didn't understand a 50-yard touchdown pass. Oh, that was nice. That was nice.
Yes.
So anyway, we're glad we have all the fans. I'm glad the NFL has moved into Germany. The one thing about Roger Goodell, which I just love, is he has believed strongly in expanding the empire of the National Football League. And the only place we can go to would be, you know, Mexico or Canada, which already has Canadian League, and Western Europe, which is, you know, Sweden. I've been there. We had a game there in Sweden. London, we've been there. Germany, now we're there. So I'm really glad to see that our European fans are able to go out and experience something they see on television and kind of go out and see what it's all about and find out that, hey, they really love this. So we're very happy. I'm really excited that we're broadening our horizons, as they would say.
Yes, of course. And I was able to go and enjoy the Patriots-Colts that was recently in Frankfurt last month.
Yeah.
And that was an amazing time, so... The fans are ecstatic. They love Sweet Caroline. They love Country Roads, everything like that. They're amazing fans over here.
Good. Yeah, oh, I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
I mean, they're passionate.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And the NFL fans are passionate. And I know we've been doing games in London for quite a while, and the London thing has gone crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And the German thing's going to go crazy, too.
Yes. And of course, we have a lot of service members stationed around the world, overseas. Is there something you would like to say, Terry?
To all our, oh my God, all our service members, all the men and women of the military. I have done so many USO trips. I've done so much traveling over in Italy, Germany, we've been down to Russia. We've been to so many places, and it's so much fun to go there and meet the men and women that are fighting to keep our nation free and the world free and safe. And I know we got battles going on all over right now with the Ukraine war and Israel. It seems to be a way of the times, this war thing, but I do want to say to the men and women and their wonderful families, we love you. We want you home with your families if they're not with you. We certainly pray that you're safe and that you understand that you're respected and admired, and especially by football players. Football players love the men and women of the military. We love them. And General Milley is a dear friend of mine, has been for a long time. He has helped me even get more involved and gather more knowledge of how things are done, and militarily speaking. So it's just a great love affair that I have. Christmas is coming. I pray to God that you're safe. I pray to God that you're with your families, or you're on your way home. And it's just so important to know that the country you're fighting to keep safe and free, loves and respects you. And you need to know that.
Awesome. And we do appreciate you, Terry. And of course, everyone, that was one and only Hall of Fame quarterback, Terry Bradshaw. Thank you again, Terry, for joining us today. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Godspeed, everyone.
Of course.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Terry. Back to the music here on AFN The Eagle, serving America's best.